Whether it's a salad, a hamburger, or that egg sandwich you eat every morning, the way your meal gets made has an impact. The What You're Eating podcast wants to help you understand how your food gets to your plate. Join host Jerusha Klemper as she uncovers the problems with the industrial food system and how you can overcome them. From practical conversations with farmers and chefs to discussions with policy experts on the barriers to sustainability, Food Prints podcast doesn't just cover what you're eating, it covers everything from the why to the how. Listen and subscribe to What You're Eating at foodprint.org/whatyoureeating or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is up? What is up, y'all? Welcome to the Intentional Grounding Podcast, Vidcast, whatever you want to call it, the Sterls Cast tonight. How are y'all doing, man? You guys are watching on the Buffalo Rumblings Vidcast Network. And I'm your lovely host. We're going to be talking about some shiz tonight. We're going to be getting in it tonight. Cannot wait. For those of you who are joining via YouTube or however you may be listening or watching this live feed, man, thank you for joining the show. You know, if you haven't done so already, make sure you like, follow, and subscribe to Buffalo Rumblings. You can catch all of our work at buffalorumblings.com. YouTube or wherever, but it's good to be here, man. It's really good to be back for another week. So we got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about, a whole bunch to discuss tonight. I'm going to talk to you guys about why I think James Cook is RB1, and that is before the signing of Damian Harris. And I want to talk to you about the wide receiver room and where it stands as of right now. The Bills made two signings today, or one signing, and then Deontay Hardy. I don't think we really got to talk about it last week, so we're going to dive into that. And if we have time by the end of the show, we are going to do our weekly mock draft, man. Like, that's what we do around here. You know what I'm saying? My bro Daryl, dog. What's going on, man? Richard, what's up? What's up? But again, thank you guys for tuning in. So, you know, before we get into our Bills content for tonight, I want to make sure that you guys know that this show is brought to you by Slide a Shelf. This is where you can reach what matters. If you guys are in the market for doing any home improvement projects when it involves shelving, my friends at Slide a Shelf, they have you covered. And if you use the promo code Intentional Grounding, you will get 10% off. These products are made in the USA. They ship local and nationwide. Make sure you go check out my guys, Slide a Shelf, and you can find their products in Home Depot and Lowe's and other places you do home improvement projects. So Slide a Shelf, reach what matters, is what's sponsoring this show. And we shall get into this thing. What's up, Sarah? You know, that's my girl right there. You know what I'm saying? All right, so we got to talk, man. We got to talk. So, Brandon Cooks. So, for those of you out there who are clamoring for the Odell Beckham Jr., Brandon Cooks was traded to the freaking Dallas Cowboys for nothing. Okay? Why does this impact the Odell thing? Because the more wide receivers teams pick up, the price for Odell Beckham Jr. goes down. Now, I know he came out with a tweet this weekend talking about, I don't know who reported that I asked for 20, but four ain't enough. So read between the lines there, you know, what's the number 10, right? What's the number 7? I don't know, but you know, teams seem to be filling their roster needs in terms of wide receiver. And we haven't even hit the draft yet. We thought the wide receiver market would be a lot hotter for Odell. But the fact of the matter is this, is that he's a aging wide receiver who's now in his second, third ACL. Either way, it's too much. I would love him to be on the Bills roster, to be honest. But the numbers got to be right for him, and the numbers got to be right for the team that signs him. So the Odell sweepstakes live on. Other news, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson signed with the Lions on a one-year deal. I did not see that coming. I don't know the terms of that contract, but that's a hot safety off the market. He's young, 25, I believe. I think it's a great fit for him to go to the Detroit Lions, man. They continue to bolster that defense. I thought they'd get Tremaine Edmonds. I really thought that they'd get Tremaine Edmonds, and that doesn't mean that they weren't in the pursuit of Tremaine Edmonds. But but you know what? They got some young pieces on that roster. I like what Detroit's doing, man. You know, I hope that they can get a playoff berth here soon. But as of right now, I don't know if you guys follow Jameson Williams on his social media, but he was talking about how, you know, after they signed Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, he was like, you know, we only got 21 fans. Don't be trying to jump on our bandwagon when we come up, you know. I can echo the same sentiment there, you know. Look, all I think is this, is that I would love to see Jameson Williams in the Bills uniform. That ain't going to happen. Bills ain't going to trade for him, but it's all good, man. Jay Spence, hashtag ads. Yeah, man, got to pay them bills. Okay, so I'm not going to hold you tonight, okay? I do want to let you know, though, I'll be traveling to California on Thursday for my birthday weekend extravaganza, okay? I'll be going to Orange County. I'm going to be doing some deep-sea fishing, getting a leg tat, the whole nine. So show me some love if y'all want to. Next Monday is my birthday, man. You know, if you want to show some love, by all means, I'm not saying give me anything. I'm just saying, like, what's up, you know, how you do. All that is appreciated, man. But let's jump into this Bills news. So we're going to do this quick tonight. We're going to do this quick. I got a lot to say. I have a lot to say. Housekeeping. Devin Singletary. Motor. Let's give a shout out to Motor. He signs with the Texans. Now, I'm going to be honest with y'all. When I saw this Motor deal, okay, I don't know about y'all, but I kind of got a little happy. I kind of got a little happy because I got happy because the Bills are going to get – they're better. I think they're better at running back now. They're better at running back. But I want to see Motor succeed. I just feel like his skill set really didn't fit with what the Bills are trying to do. And you're gonna understand what I'm saying about Motor and why I feel that way when we talk about Damian Harris and we talk about James Cook tonight. But Motor signs a contract, man. That's, you know, for a guy that we thought that was signed later in the free agency period. This is pretty early for me. I thought the Bills would really, like, just go, you know what, let's just run it back. I thought the Bills were going to run it back with Motor, but they decided to part ways. Motor signs with the Texans, and the Texans are putting themselves together a freaking offseason, man. Laremy Tunsil went and got the bag. All right? Hey, man, look, add a quarterback to that. You know, get you a couple wide receivers. You know, you let go of Brandon Cooks, but I understand you're in the building process, but – man, let's take a sit back, little seat, and take a look at what the Texans are doing, man. I love to give teams that are usually down on their luck some credit, man, like the Lions, you know what I'm saying? Because we were that way. We were that way. Somebody said, which bag? This is an interactive show, y'all. This is an interactive show, so if you're listening to a podcast form, if you got something to say, man, y'all got to let me know. But, yeah. He got the money bag. he got the money back. But anytime a team is trying to better themselves and make good personnel moves, I love it. Roster building, that stuff's fun, man. So Motor's going to be with the Texans. They also signed Dalton Schultz, all right, from the Cowboys. Great move. So kudos to the Texans. But Motor has found his home. He's going to be running back two with their, you know, second year running back out of Florida, who I felt the Bills should have picked him up last year, but that's just me. But so Motor's gone. Jaquan Johnson signed with the Raiders today. That news also came out. So there you go. There's some guys that, you know, Isaiah McKenzie was released last week. You know, I ain't gonna pray on the man on his downfall. But Damian Pierce, yes. Yeah, hey, man, when you get 40, dog, you just be – I be forgetting stuff, dog. I'm telling you. I know who Damian Pierce is, and I watched his film and all that stuff. But, dog, sometimes I be forgetting, so Daryl got me, you know. So Jaquan Johnson is gone. So Bills news. So the Bills went out, and they went and they signed – Damian Harris. Okay. So the Bills running back room consists of Damian Harris, James Cook, and Nyheim Hines. Okay. So with that signing, all right, this guy is your newest Buffalo Bill. And this just happened within an hour ago. Damian Harris comes over from the New England Patriots. You know, this is, I don't know if y'all remember, but this is the guy that had like that 64-yard run in the Buffalo Monsoon, right? Y'all remember that. But Damian Harris, last year, he really didn't do too much. But what's impressive about him is that he's a short yardage back. He's an excellent back for pass protection. He's really not going to do too much out of the backfield, and he didn't, you know, I don't envision him doing that for the Bills, but he's a smaller back, but thick, and he runs really hard. So, I mean, as you can see, the 2021 season, he almost had 1,000 yards on 202 attempts, 4.6 yards per carry, and 15 touchdowns. That's production. Last season, Damian Harris had 4.4 yards per carry and 3 touchdowns. So he's not bad. I feel like, and let me tell you why I feel like the Bills running back room is better. Because now you have guys who fit what you're trying to do from schematically on the offensive side. So we know, like, Damian Harris, he can pass block, which is sorely needed. And he's your short yardage guy. And he's dependable. You know, he's not a guy that has fumble problems. Devin Singletary had fumble problems, ball security issues. And he's a productive back. He doesn't have to be the lead back here. So he just gets to come in and fill a role. Nyheim Hines is a guy that's a shifty, fast guy that can catch the ball in the backfield. He's one of the best pass-catching running backs in the league, statistically, over the last 5 years since he's been in the league. And then you have James Cook. And ladies and gentlemen, now, I think it's time to officially put the running back to the Bills discussion to bed for this season, because I do not see the Bills taking Bijan Robinson at number 27. First of all, I don't think Bijan makes it to pick 27. And if we're cool, really honest, I don't even know if the Bills will be making a selection in the first round. I think there's a good possibility, good chance that they trade down. But say goodbye to running back in the first round. I think you're set now. We also know and understand that Brandon Bean likes to fill holes, as many holes as he can. He wants room shored up prior to the draft. And he did that tonight. He did that by getting Damian Harris. So, James Cook is your, I think he's your running back one. He is your running, undisputed running back one. And not just watching film, but I do have some statistics that I wanted to show you guys. So this is James Cook, his rushing yards by direction. Okay. So as you can see the chart here, and these stats, these metrics are from PFF. Okay. Off the left edge, that's 23 carries, 117 yards, 5.1 yards per carry, and a touchdown. He had 4 yards of 10 plus yards of carries. He had 7 first downs. That's next to Deion Dawkins at left tackle, 9 for 72. And then turn your attention to middle left. Okay, so that's on the left-hand side of Mitch Morse, 6.3 yards per carry. Outside right tackle, that is Spencer Brown, 3 carries, 34 yards, 11.3 yards per carry. But look at the splits, left guard, middle left, middle right. So we saw a lot of trap kind of runs, draw plays. That's where that, you know, market share came from. And I think that we have to really understand that James Cook is, you know, he gets this thing that he's just a speed back. And I think he's more than that. I think he showed that he's a little bit more than just a speed back. I think his contact balance, as some people knocked coming out of Georgia, I think it improved this season. Down the stretch, he was great. He was great down the stretch. He showed the ability to break some tackles. Now, he's not going to be your hammering, you know, short yardage back, but the Bills went and they got that guy today, which is awesome. Right? Let's look at James Cook, his pass blocking. These are pass blocking. Now, this is an area where James Cook needs to improve, being a smaller build. He's a smaller back. He's tall, though. You know, you can see the numbers here. Now, these are the snaps and reps that he took at the position. But as you can see, you know, he's in the 73, 74, 76, 68. Those are good metrics for a running back. If you watched him toward the end of the season, you saw that it improved. So it's not one of those things where you're not going to see James Cook come in the game and you're just going to know, oh, yeah, they're doing this. Right? Now, you know, because he's gotten better at it, you know, you can have him in there on some passing downs. I'm not saying that's what you want to live and die by, but he can do it. He can do it. And this idea that, you know, well, he's small, he can, and he will. Ladies and gentlemen, James Cook is your number one RB1 here in Buffalo. These are his overall grades throughout the season. You know, his best game was probably, you know, I would say, was the Bears game, was his best game. But as you can see, I mean, he had some good games. That Green Bay game was solid, right? New England, he played well. He played well down the stretch, man. James Cook was, for a second-round pick, you know, I think he did really well. I think he did really well. So you have a running back room that's now complete. So you have your RB1, James Cook. Now you have Damian Harris, who is a better short yardage back than Devin Singletary. Okay? Now, if you want to talk about overall and in a type of tier, I believe Damian Harris he's a little better than Devin Singletary, I'm going to be honest. Now, that doesn't mean I'm saying Devin Singletary was not a good running back for the Bills, and I appreciate all the things that he brought to the table. The teammate he was, I'm sure, you know, the team raves about it. But look here, folks, the Bills let him go. And they went and signed Damian Harris on a one-year deal. All right? So I think his prospects for this coming season, I think it's going to be good. I really do. I think James Cook has the ability to be a 1,000-yard running back. He has that big play ability. He catches the ball in the backfield. I think it's time. So if you're a fantasy football owner, go get James Cook, man. I think you're going to be impressed. Not to mention the Bills got Connor McGovern. Now, Connor McGovern doesn't shine in pass blocking or in run blocking. But what I'm saying is that's another guy that you have on your line that can get to the second level. You know, the Bills, maybe they go full zone. I don't know. I think they're better. Pin and pull, you know, those types of runs. with Cook. They did well with draws and stuff like that. So we'll see. But, you know, James Cook is going to get a ton more market share this season. I'm excited to see that. Also, the Buffalo Bills went and signed two wide receivers. Well, Deonte Hardy last week and then Trent Sherfield today. So if you saw the press conference with Trent Sherfield, I mean, I really don't know. If you sign Deonte Hardy to be your wide receiver four, what role do we foresee Trent Sherfield playing? That's the question. And his story is phenomenal. One of the guys that, you know, constantly overlooked, was in San Francisco. Then he went to the Dolphins, and now he's with the Bills. And, you know, he had some salty things to say, well, about the Dolphins. And it's true, the Dolphins don't have a franchise quarterback as of right now. We're still trying to figure out Tua and those sorts of things. But, yeah, man, he wanted to come play with the franchise quarterback in Josh Allen, who can elevate his game. Now, hear what I'm saying, but what I'm not saying. I don't even know if this dude's going to make the roster, to be honest. I don't know. But it doesn't exclude the Bills from drafting a wide receiver in round one or round two. I still think it's a need. But what I do like about this move is that it's telling us a lot about what they need at wide receiver. So we know for seasons, for years, that the Bills have needed speed at the wide receiver position. They got that in Trent Sherfield. They got that in Deonte Hardy. So let's talk about guys that can go get it deep. Sherfield can go get it deep. Deonte Hardy can go get it deep. Gabe Davis can also do that. And Stephon Diggs can do that. So you got four guys that have the ability to stretch the field deep. Now, let's talk about possession. So you have Stephon Diggs can do, you know, the short yardage, short area. He can work the intermediate. I think Khalil Shakir can do some of those things. So we're missing a surefire possession receiver and a slot, a consistent slot option. Okay? So because I feel the Bills went and got two speed guys, I feel like they will either A, get a more of a possession receiver, okay, or a possession hybrid slot receiver, okay. So if we were to go look at some of these draft prospects, okay. So what we're looking for is a possession number two slot hybrid. Now, let's keep in mind, the Bills also, they like guys that can run every route, that they can play every position, X, Y, Z, okay? That's what they like. They like the versatility for these players. I do think that's they're telling us, if they were to draft a player that high, they are telling us what they're going to do, okay? So if you ask me, players who fit that mold, I think, you know, if he's there, I think Quentin Johnson for the outside stuff, he's a bona fide possession number two receiver. Jackson Smith and Jigba, he's a slot guy, but he could play outside, but he's not going to be there. But Jordan Addison is a slot guy, but I think he could also play. I think he's better on the move and motion, but he could be a slot guy. I think he could fit into that number two, because now you have guys that can take the top off of defense. You at least got two guys, three guys, so Hardy, Sherfield, and Diggs that can absolutely take the top off of defense. Now, that's not Diggs' best attribute. His route running and stuff, that's supreme, and getting him the ball just any way you can get him, that's totally his thing. But Deonte Hardy, if you put him in a slot or wherever, he can absolutely blow the top off of defense and open all that stuff underneath for Gabe Davis or this next receiver that I think the Bills should draft. So Jordan Addison is still a guy that you should take a look at if he's there. Zay Flowers, right? So I think, you know, that means those are three round one wide receivers that I think the Bills could take a look at. Jalin Hyatt, I don't think the Bills are going to go get him. Super fast, but I personally would like to see more nuanced running routes. Who I really, really like could fit that mold is Marvin Mims. I would love to see the Bills go get Marvin Mims. He could do it all. So he could be on the outside. He could be in the slot. Marvin Mims is that guy. So I think he's a second-round guy. And then, you know what? Go check out Kayshon Boutte. Go check him out, man. I think he could do that if you're looking for another slot guy, Ronnie Bell from Michigan, Tank Dell. I mean, there are guys where just like the running back room, the Bills can actually fill out their roster with these wide receivers. I think that's what they're trying to do. So if we see, I don't think we'll see another Bill, the Bills sign another wide receiver until the draft. I still think it's a need, right? So if we're going to evaluate, you know, for me right now, it's all about figuring out where their head is at. And when you put the whole board on the table and you look at what the Bills need, here we go. I think defensive end is still a need, right? Linebacker is still a need. And wide receiver. Those are my top three needs for the Buffalo Bills. Wide receiver, defensive end, linebacker. Not in any order. If we had to put them in order, I would say defensive end would be number two. Linebacker would be number one. Wide receiver would be number three. But they all have importance, right? Now, depending on where the board falls, you know, if you trade back and, to, you know, you go from 27 to 38, pick up another third. And so I don't know how, you know, what the draft compensation would that be. Probably a second this year and a fourth, however that plays out. But that's in play. I think that's in play. That's in play. So linebacker, you know, a very hot, buzzy, popular name is Jack Campbell, Iowa. Now, I've told you about Jack Campbell. You guys know about him. But that's where I see the Bills looking, man. I don't think the Bills are going to go offensive line. I do not think the Bills will go offensive line round one. Unless there's something that happens where one of these top guys falls, I don't see it happening. I think if you're going to take a guard in round one, he's got to be special. You know, I'm just not going to take a project guard. All right, I'm not just going to take a project chick just because she's there. You know what I'm saying? It got to be special. All right, it got to be special. So I don't see. For whether Bills are selecting at 27, that there is a can't-miss, got-to-have offensive lineman. I think this is a deep class. I feel like you can get a guy in the mid-rounds. You know, I think that a guard-center style interior offensive lineman would be great in the middle rounds of this draft. Like I said, if you trade back, I'm not a big fan of trading back. Can we talk about that for a minute? I am trade up. I am team trade up. I don't know about y'all, but look, I want the guy. I want you to go get a guy. Go and go get a guy. Like you're at a place with your roster where you can get cute sometimes. Like the Bills, if there's a guy that you absolutely want, it's not always about stacking picks. But if there's a guy that you think that can move the needle, go get him, man. Go freaking get them. Chris says, I'm liking the moves they made today. Yeah, man. I mean, I'm a splashy kind of person. I always want the big signing, to be honest. These moves, they, in my opinion, they're not big moves, but they help clear up the picture just a little bit. They definitely help clear up the picture. Daryl says, Mims high points the ball, which you love to see. He's a little bigger than Flowers. Gives you sub 4.4 speed. I would love to see them draft Mims. Yeah, if I had my way, draft Jack Campbell in the first, get Mims in the second. if the Bills could come with those two players, I'd be pretty happy with that. I would be pretty happy with that. You know, a lot of people, you know, really don't have Jack Campbell as a first round talent. But if you haven't watched any Iowa football, then don't even come at me, because when you watch him on film, and I had the privilege of doing that because I'm a Big Ten football guy, being a Michigan fan, I got to see this dude play, and he is really good. That dude is all over the field. Blew up the combine. He's really good. So that's what I foresee the Bills doing. Someone asked me if there are any free agents that I think the team could be looking at. I don't know, to be honest. I know that there are a lot of names being tossed around, Bills Mafia. Puna Ford is a guy that is another rumor. I like Puna Ford. Just a name, just to have a dude, a Boogie and a Puna. That's hood rich, right? I'm telling you, dog. That is hood rich. But Puna's a big dude from University of Texas, is where he played ball. I think 3 sacks last season. Is a guy that can stuff up the middle, but can offer you some flash plays from time to time. Hell, I'd sign up for that. I would say, I think tight end 2 is a need. It's not of the top 3, but I think tight end 2 is a need. You know, Dalton Schultz coming off the board tonight. I would have loved, but, you know, obviously that's just being greedy. You got Dawson Knox, so you don't need a guy like Dalton Schultz. You need a guy that can block. If you're really looking at the Bills getting a guy like that, you get him in a draft. Cost controlled. This tight end class is deep. I think you can get a guy that you like in third, fourth round. That's really good. There's some studs there. Just saying that dude's name. Puna's a fire plug. Yeah, he is, man. That's a big man. Short, stubby. That's what you like, man. Do you like Darryl Washington enough in the first round? That's the question. Do you like Darryl Washington enough in the first round? Because that's where I think he's going to go. I think he's a fringe first rounder, early second round guy. I mean, 6'7", good hands, can block. I mean, he's another guy that would really complement this offense well. You could have Dawson Knox and Darnell Washington as your tight end 1 and tight end 2. When Darnell Washington could very well be a tight end 1. I think he could totally be that. But, you know, he's not a move guy. He's not going to be a move guy, but that's what Dawson Knox is. So you want to add guys that can complement and complete your position group rooms. And so I'm kind of happy. Like today, again, I'm not through the moon. I'm not ecstatic, but did it clear up some things for me today? They absolutely did. So the Bills are, you know, for free agency, this is a more of a quiet free agency for the Bills, it feels like. But I think it's been all right. So, like every week, you know, the draft is really my thing, man. The draft is really my thing. I freaking love the NFL draft. I say it every week. If it was draft season all year, I would totally sign up for that. And I'm almost done with my mock draft 1.0 for the not just for the Bills, but for every team, and that'll be out. I should have it done. I'm going to try to get it done before I go on vacation, and that will be found on BuffaloRumblings.com. So make sure. I'll let you guys know when I drop it, but I got a little surprise in there for y'all. Got a little surprise in there, okay? I'm looking to have that done. You know, if I have to finish it at the airport, I will, okay? I'm going to get it done this week. But mock draft 1.0, I'll try to drop I plan on dropping 3 total. 3 total mock drafts before the draft actually starts. But the draft is my thing, and doing mock drafts is a lot of fun, right? And I know you guys like it too. So let's go ahead and cue this thing up. Now, what we've been doing I didn't like our draft last week, okay? Let me be honest. I felt like we could have done better, all right? I'm not listening to some of y'all this week. Y'all giving me these trash picks, all right? I don't want no trash. I don't want no scrubs, okay? I don't want no scrubs. Let me share the screen here. Let's do the damn thing, shall we? Let's do this. Mock draft. Here we go. Let's do this. All right. So, you know, you can't do a mock draft without no music, right? Like we gotta set the mood. Cause look, man, last week y'all was dropping some duds, bro. All right, we got our little chill pod music going on right now. Okay. Also, if you haven't liked, followed, and subscribed to Russell Rumlin's Midcast feed, Intentional Grounding Podcast, make sure you give me a like, man. That would be great. That would be awesome. I would appreciate it. All right, so let's do this. So we're going to start this draft. Let's get this thing popping. All right, before we even look at what we are going to be picking, let's take a look at what some of our friends in the league have done. In this mock draft, we got Bryce Young going to the Carolina Panthers, who Adam Thielen this week today said that he feels like the Panthers can win the Super Bowl. Like, pause, my guy. Like, y'all can't even win the NFC South. Y'all can't even win at Wegmans. Like, chill, my dude. We got CJ Stroud to the Texans. Who's your QB1? I would go Bryce Young, and not because CJ Stroud is an Ohio State Buckeye, but I like Bryce Young's game. Both of these guys are going to do well in the league. Tyree Wilson, number 3. I feel like that dude is like 6'7", super long arms. I think he's going to be a pretty decent defensive end. Will Levis at pick 4. I don't like that. I feel like you can go get Anthony Richardson there. Will Anderson to the Seattle Seahawks. Jalen Carter. Okay, Anthony Richardson goes to the Raiders. Paris Johnson. Quentin Johnson goes to the Eagles. That would be a sick wide receiver room with 3 studs in there. Christian Gonzalez. I could see that totally happen. Lucas Van Ness to Houston. Jackson Smith and Jigba at 16. So in this draft, Jackson Smith and Jigba is the second wide receiver taken off the board. And then you have Jordan Addison at 19, which I feel like Jordan Addison can be taken off the board somewhere around there. We got the forfeited pick by the Dolphins. And then, you know, some of the collegiate Kansi, who I think will surprise a lot of people. Zay Flowers going to Boston College, going to the Giants. I think that's a really good need for them. The Dallas Cowboys, now that Dalton Schultz is gone, going to draft Michael Mayer. That will be good. So that leaves the Bills at 27. That leaves the Bills at pick number 27. Now, look, I just came on here and said that ain't no way in hell that the Bills are taking a running back with pick 27. So this little test here really puts it in perspective. I just went all Stephen A. on here. I'm pontificating. Bijan Robinson to the Buffalo Bills. You know what? We're going to stay away from that because we just committed to our guy, James Cook. So we're going to stay away from that. Now, we can go Anton Harrison. But again, the Bills sound very committed to Spencer Brown. That's not going to happen. Right? DeJuan Jones is there. So here are our options. Brian Breesy, defensive lineman. I think he fills the Ed Oliver role. Okay? I like Brian Breesy. I think if he falls down here, I think, yo, I really do think you should take a look at him. Will McDonald, edge. I don't think a lot of people know about him, but he is a really solid player. I think he can, you can plug him in, especially I don't think it's criminal to take a defensive end round one this draft, just because you don't know when Von Miller's coming back. And you need a guy, because Boogie Basham to AJ Epenesa, they ain't cutting it, my dude. They are not cutting it. All right, so Jack Campbell. Okay. So we got Dan Henley. You know, we're not going to take Dan Henley, but it's between Jack Campbell, because this, we're going to think like Brandon Bean tonight. Jack Campbell, Brian Brisey, and let's say, and don't say Osiris Torrance. I mean, the Bills ain't picking him. Josh Downs. Okay, so we're going to go defensive interior line. Josh Downs. Jack Campbell. Now, we got to see who wants to trade down with us. I think that's fair. I don't know if y'all want to trade down. But if we were to trade down, so we can go back four spots. Let's if the Kansas City Chiefs want to talk, you know, I think we should investigate this. Y'all want to do that? Let's do that. Because we didn't trade down last week. So we will be giving them 27. They give us 31. Let's see if they will give us 63. Nope. But they would give us 95. Okay, so that's the trade. And I'm not gonna press offer, you know, accept the trade, but we would get four spots back and another third round pick. Okay. I think we should trade down. I think that's the play here. So we're not going to pick at 27. We are actually going to trade back. Okay, so the Chiefs go and they pick Brian Brisey. Now, for the Chiefs, that would be awesome for them. Okay, so Brian Brisey was a guy that we really didn't think was going to be on the board. And that's okay. Like, Ed Oliver can prove it. You know, if we really had to, we could reset and take a look at defensive tackle next year. So we got an extra third, which I think that's amazing. All right. So this is just odd in this mock. This is just odd that Bijan Robinson is still here. I think we should have a conversation. I think we should have a conversation about this. Like, talk me off a ledge, y'all. Let's talk about this. So, Bijan Robinson is like a top three talent in this draft. A top three talent. Y'all really want to pass on that? You want to pass or smash? Pass or smash on Bijan Robinson, man. Sarah says carrot dangling. All right, you know what? I said we were not going to draft him, okay? Dang. God, get off. You don't know my life right now, bro. Okay, should we consider trading down again? Do y'all want to get crazy tonight? Okay, so let's look at this. All right, so pick 37. So that's just six more, you know, six picks. So we will be in the second round if we were to take this. Now, if you want me to trade my first round pick Seattle, you're going to have to give me 37 and 52 and 83. Should we do that? Nah, this says this trade will not be accepted. Okay. All right. Bet. Give us 37 and 52. If you don't take that, then I ain't doing business with you, player. All right. So look, we're stuck. We're stuck. All right, so Josh Downs, wide receiver, which I don't feel like that's – let's just do it. Let's just go Jack Campbell. So we got Jack Campbell in the first round. So this is your Tremaine Edmonds replacement. All right? So we have – the Bills have drafted Jack Campbell with the 31st pick in the 2023 NFL draft. Okay, my boy Terrell said draft him. I know. Would you rather have Jack Campbell or Bijan Robinson? Damn. But we said tonight that we weren't going to draft him, so I'm going to keep my word, okay? I'm going to keep my word. But best believe if this is real life, yo, I'm going up to the table, and I'm getting Bijan. I don't care. He's a game changer. But anyway. All right, so round two, all right? So we actually got two-thirds. So Tank Dell is there. Luke Weipler. Sam Laporta is another guy that we should take a look at, okay? All right, so here's our three. Let's talk about Steve Avila. Let's talk about Sam Laporta. And Keanu Benton. Let's do that. Avila, Laporta, Benton. Sarah says Weipler. Laporta. You know, we I might pass on the center, man. I might pass on the center. All right, so because we went defense, man, I can't keep feeding the defense. I don't want to keep feeding the defense. I want variety, okay? So we're going to take a if Keanu Benton's there in the third, we're going to take him. But tight end two in the second round, Sam Laporta, he really gives me like Travis Kelce vibes. I'm not saying he's Travis Kelce, but he's really good, y'all. I'm telling you. You know what? I feel like Joe Tippmann gives you more than Steve Avila, to be honest. And I know I didn't mention him. So let's go Joe Tippmann. I think if you get Joe Tippmann here, I think that's a solid selection. Okay, so you get a center who could play guard. Joe Tippmann's that guy. Okay? But now we got two third round picks. Tank Dell is still on the board, y'all. So we got Tank Dell. Let's see if our guy DJ Turner, Nate Herbig, Keanu Benton went to 73, the damn Texans. All right. Tyler Scott is available. Okay, so let's go Tank Dell. We beat Moro Ojomo to death. KJ Henry. You know who I like? Parker Washington. Don't get enough hype. Parker Washington's dope, yo. He's good. But we got a linebacker. We got a guy that can come in and play center guard. I think he's Mitch Morse's replacement. So we got some quality depth at round two. So for now, let's go Tank Dell. Man, he's been sitting here waiting. That boy in here, he in the green room crying because ain't nobody picking him. We're going to take him off the board. So the Bills get their wide receiver, another smaller guy, but got speed. Maybe Tank can play in the slot outside. But the Bills got themselves another guy with a little juice. Don't hate, Sarah. You're going to be just fine. You're going to be just fine. We're going to take the Tank, man. But we got another pick in the third round, so it's all good. So Tank was like just an addition for us. All right, well, where are we going now? So we got our wide receiver, we got offensive lineman, we got a linebacker. I feel like we should go edge in the third round. Carl Brooks is not bad. Now this is the 95th pick. Okay, defensive interior lineman, Moro Ojomo. We're not taking him. Isaiah McGuire is another guy that we could take a look at. Let's see. JL Skinner's not bad. All right. Zach Harrison is actually pretty good. But we can get these guys late. Zach Pickens is another guy. We can get him late. So let's, since we got a wide receiver, let's go edge here. But I'm not going Carl Brooks. I'm going to go Isaiah McGuire. Let's do that. Let's take old Isaiah. A third round defensive end? That's not bad, man. You got two guys in a third round. That's good value right there, y'all. That's some good value. Good value. All right. Now we can kind of go best player available. I feel like we've hit most of the needs, right? Now we can go best player available. So we got a, there's a Zach Kuntz, ODU. He's a guy I like. I think we need to get some safety depth. Let's see who's available at safety. Ronnie Hickman, hell to the nah. That boy be getting cooked all the time. I don't like our depth here at safety. We're not taking running back. We could double down on linebacker, or we can go edge. Let's go interior defensive line. For the sake of tonight's draft, let's go Keandre Coburn. That boy is a behemoth. Let's go defensive line interior. All right, so we back at it. Pick 3 out of round 5. I wonder what kind of grade we're going to get. I feel like we should go tight end. What y'all think? Tight end? Sarah says Roshon Johnson, which I do believe he could be in play. But I don't think you need – now that you have – you know, you're dedicating to James Cook and you went and got Damian Harris, you could get a running back later. Like, you don't need – you can get a guy, an undrafted guy, and get him to compete and see what he can do. Let's go. When in doubt, go cornerback. And I like Ja'Quarion Bennett. But let's go. You know what, man? Let's go Zach Kuntz. I think he's one of your – he's a tight end number 5. I have him tight end number 5 on my list. So we're going to take the best tight end available. Here we go. Now, there's Shamari Connor. That's some dope value, bro. Let's go with my guy, Shamari. Let's make sure that, yeah. I like Aubrey Miller, another linebacker. But let's go Shamari Connor. And we don't have a pick in the 7th. So let's see what they graded us with tonight. What's our grade? It'll give us a B+. Watch. Ooh, a B. So they gave us a C- for Jack Campbell. I don't care. I still think that's a good pick. Our best pick was Nate Tank Dell and Shamari Connor. But this is PFF, right? I think if the Bills came out with Jack Campbell at 31, you got Joe Tippmann in the 2nd. Tank Dell and Isaiah McGuire in the 3rd, Keandre Coburn in the 4th, Zach Kuntz in the 5th, Shamari Connor in the 6th round. That's not a bad draft. I mean, I think we've had better. I know. I passed on my boy Luke Schoonmaker. Yeah, you know. If it was up to me, I'd pick all Michigan Wolverines. Shoot. But I gotta keep it real. I gotta keep it a buck. Sorry I'm late. How's everybody doing? Yeah, you're late, Mafia Cast. Thank you, bruh. All right, so that's our draft for tonight. You know, I feel like we could do better. I feel like we'll do better next week. We were put in a really tough position because I handicapped us, and I said, you know what? We cannot take a running back in round one. And he was there just chilling. Now, if this was a real-life simulation, I would have taken him. I mean, you got Damian Harris on a one-year deal, man. Come on now. And you probably – I would have taken a running back round one. But we got our Jack Campbell. Jack Campbell's going to surprise a lot of people, man. He's going to surprise a lot of people. Joe Tippmann, solid. Tank Dell. I mean, that's really good. Kendrick Coburn, Zach Kuntz. Hey, man. I don't care what PFF says. That's an A draft to me, bro. That is an A draft. Well, folks, it's about time for me to peace out. It's been an hour. It's been real. Again, if you have not subscribed, liked Intentional Grounding, please do so. It only helps the algorithm. It helps my platform grow. You know, it helps Sterls for the girls. You know how, you know, on those commercials where they say, you know, just 5 cents a day helps feed this young whippersnapper. A like a day will help Sterls for the girls grow his platform. That's all I need, y'all. Just give me a like if you want. But thank you for keeping it real, keeping it locked and loaded to the Intentional Grounding Vidcast. Intentional Grounding Podcast. Make sure we got stuff lined up for you guys all week long here at Buffalo Rumblings. Be sure to check all of our guys out. Chop up, Code of Conduct, anything, okay? Sarah's solid, man. Okay? She got the three-man rush. I think they changed the name. Joe Miller's on hiatus right now. He's chilling, living his life. Yeah, you mean like them African-starving kids out there? Heck yeah, man. But I'm Sterls, and it's been a pleasure hanging out with you guys tonight, man. I have to say, I'm out of here. Go Bills.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smart Water Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
From data privacy to the future of TV, retail media, and beyond, the world of digital marketing is constantly in flux. So how can you keep up? Well, the Current Report is there for you. Each week, marketing leaders on the cutting edge give you the latest insight. So if it's creating a buzz, they'll be talking about it. Subscribe to The Current Report wherever you get your podcasts.